This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called A Russian Princess and Righteous Gentile.
Princess Sofia Dolgoruki was born in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1907. The only child of Prince Peter Dolgoruki and Countess Sophie Bobrinsky, she was a direct descendant of Catherine the Great. As a child, Sofka played with the children of the Romanov imperial family, who were later murdered by the Bolsheviks. But she had a natural affinity for the poor and oppressed. After hearing from a family servant that peasants in Russia were starving, she stopped eating dessert and instead smuggled her cakes and her pastries to poor children. After the Russian Revolution, Sofka and her family became refugees, living in exile in England and in France. She attended Queen's College in London, learning secretarial skills in both French and English. While working as a secretary, Sofka started teaching Russian. Her students included famed actor Laurence Olivier. Her second husband was British pilot Gray Skipwith, with whom she had a third son in 1939. Soon after, World War II began, and her husband joined the Royal Air Force. Later in the war, she learned he'd been killed when his plane was shot down. In 1940, Sofka went to Paris for a visit to help her ailing mother, but on May 10th, the Nazis overran France. Sofka was arrested because she was considered an enemy alien. She was sent to Nazi internment camps, where she helped Jewish prisoners who were even worse off than herself. I'll share more of her story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 Friends of the Jewish People as righteous Gentiles. Find out more at ifcj.org/heroes.